a stand this morning, if you will. Turn your Bible to the book of Luke, chapter 15 this morning. Luke chapter 15 this morning. Familiar passage of Scripture. I'd say, Brother Bubby, I've probably preached 20-some different messages out of Luke chapter 15. And I got one on my heart this morning here today. Luke chapter 15. I'm going to pick it up in verse 25. The Bible says, "Now his elder son was in the field. And as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, Thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. He was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. He answering said to his father, Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgress I at any time thy commandment. And yet thou never gavest me a kid, that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. He said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead, and is alive again, and was lost, and is found." You can be seated this morning. Luke chapter 15 is a chapter in the Bible about lost things. It's about lost things in the Bible. It's the lost and found department in the Bible, Luke chapter 15. Mark chapter 5, I preached several messages, Brother Jamie, in Mark chapter 5, and I preached several messages in Luke chapter 15. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Brother Jamie, is the love chapter of the Bible. It's where God tells us all about love. And 1 Corinthians chapter 15 is a resurrection chapter, Brother Nick, and tells us about the resurrection, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But I got on my heart and mind this week and studying the Bible and reading again this passage over and over again. In Luke chapter 15, you see a sheep that went out and got lost. And you know that the shepherd left the 99 and went out and got that one that was lost. But the one that was lost, he went out and got that sheep. But the 99 was out of shepherd. It's important, friend, that you stay within the flock. It's important that you stay within the fellowship. And then you go from that to a woman that lost a piece of coin. And she lost it in the house. And she had to go put a light on. And the light represents the Spirit of God. The light represents the Word of God. You see, the Word of God and the Spirit of God, it brings a light inside. And she took a broom and she swept because it got dirty in there, Woody. And sometimes in your own heart, and in my own heart, why it gets dirty. And we need the cleansing broom of the Word of God to come in and sweep the house and to find the jewel. Then you've got that story. And listen, 300 and some words about the prodigal son. And we've heard about the prodigal son and know about the prodigal son. He left his father's house and he went out. And you've heard it over and over. And I've preached many messages about that prodigal son. But there's another prodigal son within the Scripture. The son that I just read about is the son that was in the house. You see, friend, you can be lost out in the far country. You can be lost like the prodigal son was out in the field and out in here drinking, out in here dragging around. But you can be lost sitting in the house of God. You can be lost sitting on a pew somewhere. And I dare say some of the hardest people that I've ever preached to, some of the hardest people that I've ever had to deal with. with is people that sit in the house and that are lost. I know they're not out committing adultery. I know they're not out getting drunk. I know they're not out doing all these things. But Randall, they're sitting in a pew somewhere and they're lost. And they're sitting in a pew somewhere and they're not right with God.
Amen.
Now get this in your mind. Now get this in your mind. If you're saved, you're praying for somebody. You're praying for Isaac, ain't you?
I sure am, brother.
Want to see your boy saved, don't
Amen.
You?
Amen.
Praying for your mommy, ain't you?
Amen.
You say, Brother Kevin, you kept looking back there. You think mommy's going to come through the door. She ain't right. You want to see her get right with God.
That's right, brother.
Jeff, you pray for people, don't you? You said my brother Jerry might be here today and want to be his friends. Hey, listen, you're praying for him. Hey, listen, Bubba, you're praying for people, ain't you? Brother Newsom, you're praying for people. Sister Cindy, you want your husband down in church, don't you? And your sons. And you're praying for them. Now think about this for a minute. You've got somebody, Ricky. You're praying for them. You want them to get out of the field. You want them to get out. They're all messed up. Their life's messed up. You want to get them in church. You want to get them saved by the grace of God. You're praying for your daughter, ain't you? You want to see her get saved, don't you? You want to see her come in. Now, let me ask you something. What if that person, get it out in your mind, what if that person coming to church today, and I preach, and we give the altar call and the invitation, and that person fell out of their seat and walked down an aisle and said, I have been saved. Boy, won't that put a, just an excitement. I'd get so excited. Boy, if Isaac was to come and get saved, or your daughter was to come and get saved, or Robbie was to come and get saved. Boy, I tell you, I wouldn't care who's preaching as long as they come down and got saved. Boy, if I got home today and you called me and you said, Kevin, mommy went to church somewhere else, but she got saved. Boy, I tell you what, I'd be so glad for you. Well, if you called me when I got home, Jamie, and you said Isaac went to church somewhere and got saved. Boy, I'd be so excited. I'd be so happy that that happened. I want to see people get saved. But could you imagine if that person that you've got on your mind come to this church and the altar call was given and the invitation was given and they got saved, but you was like this elder brother. Well, how was this elder brother? Think about this. Think about this elder brother for a minute. He was out in the field.
Amen.
He was working. He comes in and he hears something. And he don't get excited that his own brother was out. You know what was wrong with him, Trenton? He's unconcerned, brother. He's unconcerned about anybody else. Brother, he's unconcerned about other people. He's are you there here? Let me ask you, let me give you a test if you're unconcerned. You say, I'm not unconcerned, Brother Kevin. I'm going to give you a quick test. I'm going to see if you're unconcerned. And if you won't lie to yourself, and if you'll just be honest with yourself, we'll see if you're unconcerned about other people. Let me ask you this. Have you got a burden for anybody in this church or any church this week to get saved?
Amen.
Be honest.
Amen.
Be honest.
Yeah.
Don't raise your hand.
Amen.
Have you got a burden for anybody? Oh, looking down, ain't we?
Yeah.
Looking down. What'd you do Monday? Did you get a burden for anybody Monday? About Tuesday. How about did you pray for your preacher this week?
Amen.
Oh. Bless
your heart.
Reckon anybody hit their knees this week and prayed for the preacher? Some did. Some didn't. You don't care. You're unconcerned.
Amen.
We got some elder brothers and elder sisters in every church, brother.
Amen.
Oh, Brother Kevin. Oh, yeah. You know why Robbie might not be getting saved? You know why Isaac might not be getting saved?
Oh, yeah.
You know why your mommy ain't getting right?
Yeah.
You know why other people, you think about that? Well, everybody's got some people they're praying for, don't you?
Yeah.
Huh? Right. Randall, you're praying for your family, ain't you? Ricky, I know you're praying for. I hear you. You know why some of them? Because we might have some elder brothers and sisters. Oh, unconcerned. I mean, you think, Ronnie, you think that his brother had been gone. He don't know what happened to his brother. They was in the house together. You'd think he would have been every day on his knees praying for his brother and saying, my brother is out there. He grew up in the Father's house with me. You'd think he'd have a burden on his heart and worried about his brother. But the Scripture says he come in and could care less and was unconcerned about his brother. He just don't give a rip about nobody else.
Yeah.
Unconcerned. Let me give you a test. Have you prayed for anybody this week? You got a burden for anybody this week? Thought about anybody this week? Pray for anybody this week. Other than your four, no more. I'm talking about somebody outside your little old family unit.
Amen.
Amen. Look, everybody get focused in on them. Don't zone out on me now. Focus in on the preaching. Unconcerned. Oh, but listen to me, Sister Robin. The elder brother, if you was to visit the Father's house, hey, he kept the commandments. Hey, he wasn't drinking. Hey, he wasn't out running around. Why, he was in his seat. Why, he had his pretty little dress shirt on and his pretty dress pants on. Or he had his pretty little whatever on. And he sat right there and he said, I am right where I need to be. I keep the rules. I do all this. But his old heart, he was unconcerned about other people. God said, Cain, where's your brother? He said, I'm not my brother's. He smarted off to God.
Yeah. Sure
did. Jamie, he smarted off to God. Well, you smart off to me, that ain't nothing, or smart off something. But you smarting off to God.
Yeah.
Running your mouth to God. Am I my brother's keeper? Unconcerned, Trent, about anybody else. We know we see them like that, don't we?
Yeah.
Unconcerned about just anything else. Unconcerned. Hey, listen, we have brothers down here this week. Look up real quick. Look what they done. Hey, listen, they've worked all week. Hey, listen, did you ever think about them one time this week? Did you throw up a prayer for them? Did you say thank God that they're sacrificing their time and their talent to do something in the house of God? Or you just don't give a rip?
Amen.
Unconcerned.
Amen.
Might be why some of them don't get saved, Woodrow. Might come here. We might have some prodigals, Ricky, come here. But we got elder sister and elder brother and every other pew. I mean, if you come to church and they see you don't give a rip, why should they give a rip?
Yeah. Amen. Amen, amen.
I mean, if you invite Isaac to church and you sit there and don't care, why she be lost sit there and care anyway?
Amen.
Let me tell you what the devil will do. Listen to Brother Kevin. Let me tell you what the devil will do. The devil will take somebody and he'll take their eyes and the devil will find that one person. He'll find that elder brother. He'll find that elder sister that don't give a rip, that's unconcerned. Listen, that may have their name on the book or may not. That may be dipped in the water or may not. But the devil will put their eyes on that person, Bubby, and that person will be a stumbling block unto them. Did you pray this week that you're not a stumbling block to somebody? Did you? Be honest with yourself and God. God knows.
Yeah.
Did you? I'm giving you a little test to see if you're an elder brother or elder sister. Unconcerned. Now you know you can tell me what you want to. God knows. He knows exactly, brother. He knows exactly. You know something else about this elder brother that I find in Scripture, brother? Not only was he unconcerned, and this is the traits of people that's elder brothers or elder sisters. Not only was he unconcerned, brother Bubby, Why, he was unthankful. We just heard Randall Mullins sing a song. I am being blessed. We just heard Brother Jeff sing a song about being thankful. Hey, listen, the Bible says that in the last days, children will be disobedient to parents, and that people will be unthankful in the last days. And you know what? We've got a bunch that's just unthankful for anything. Your youngins ain't in the ICU, are they? You got any youngins in ICU this morning?
Nope.
Don't, do you?
Nope.
I ain't got no youngins in ICU. I ain't not in the funeral home this morning burying one of my babies. I'm not up there this morning burying my wife. I've got a home that's together. Hey, listen to me. Hey, listen to me. You're not eat up with cancer. Sit up down there. You're saved by the grace of God. Sitting in a church with the Bible in your lap and Jesus in your heart, and you're not thankful.
Amen.
He wasn't thankful for nothing. What if you had today what you thank God for yesterday? What would you have? Well, how much would you? Huh? Honestly, if you woke up today and God gave you what you thanked Him for yesterday, what would we have, brother? We're so unthankful.
We sure are.
And we want the preacher to get up and get up worked up in the flesh and get some music up and work it up in the flesh and get somebody down to an altar to shed some old alligator tear, make us feel rah, 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 and rah, rah, good. Meanwhile, we're eat up with sin. We're eat up with carnality. We're eat up with unthankfulness. We're eat up with unconcern for anybody else. And then we try to raise a holy hand. I tell you right now, God said in Revelation 3 that He makes him just want to puke.
Amen.
I want to see them saved. I want to see boys saved. I want to see your mommy saved. I want to see your brothers and sisters. I got family. I got a papa. I want to see him saved. Never been in church. Don't know nothing. I got aunts. My grandmother back there, she's got sisters. I've got aunts. My mommy's got sisters that are lost. I've got, listen, cousins that are lost. I've got family that are lost. And I want to see them saved. But I tell you right now, I don't want to be like an elder brother and keep them out of the house of God. Let me tell you something. I don't care what you've done. Listen to me now. I don't care what you've done. I don't care where you've been in your life. God will save you and God will clean you up. I don't care. I don't care what you've said. Ricky, the Bible says, Jesus said, all manner of sin and blaspheme shall be forgiven. But the blaspheme of the Holy Ghost of God shall not be forgiven on this side, nor on the side to come. Well, what is blaspheme of the Holy Ghost? I'm going to tell you real quick. It's God dealing with you, and God dealing with you, and God dealing with you, and you rejecting, and rejecting, and rejecting. And the Bible says that in Proverbs 29, that He'll cut you off. He won't deal with you anymore. And you blaspheme of the Holy Ghost of God. That's you resisting. Resisting.
Amen.
You know what it means? You know to do right and you don't do it. You resist. You rebel. You stiffen up. You go the other way. Amen?
Amen.
Elder brother was unthankful. Everybody in here will be thankful. You ain't dead and in hell, Zachary. You'll be thankful. Amen. We ain't dead and in hell, are we, Ricky? You ought to be thankful. You ought to be dead and in hell. You ought to be thankful sitting here this morning. And people cared about you and prayed for you and loved you and want to see you in the house of God. You say, brother, you preaching right at people. I don't preach sermons. I preach at people, brother.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
I'm talking about why we don't got people getting saved. I'm talking about why we don't got people that's growing where they need to go. Because let me tell you something. We've got a church full of people. I don't know if they're saved or not saved, but they could give two flips of a wooden nickel about anybody else and are unconcerned about other people.
Amen.
And they're unthankful. Uh-oh. Bible says, Trent, Tanya, the Bible says that he was angry.
Yeah.
Bubby,
yeah.
He was angry. I'm giving you a test. I'm giving you a test. I'm seeing if you're going to be honest with God this morning. Are you unconcerned about other people? Are you? Are you unthankful?
It's good preaching, son.
I mean, really.
It's good.
We tell them all the time at the office, don't we, Trent? You got a job. They cry and go on. I said, but you got a job. I know a bunch that ain't got one, bless God. What we tell them, Trent, in the office when they get that way, you got a job, bless God. They's 15 wanting to get your job. Listen, be thankful. You've got good health. You've got good health. You've got good health. Be thankful.
Yeah.
You got a Bible you can read. You ain't got to worry about somebody coming in and putting you in jail.
Amen.
Be thankful.
Amen.
You got a little boy, a little girl. Listen, that's healthy and you ain't got to put her in a hospital this morning. Be thankful. We've got a house to live in. We've got food to eat. We've got things. We've been blessed more than anybody else. Let's be thankful.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, but Brother Kevin, hush. We're all spoiled. We're so spoiled now. We're so fat. We can't bow our heads to pray. We've been given so much. We're so spoiled in this country. Unthankful. Trent, it says he was angry. I'm trying to check you out here, see if you're an elder brother, elder sister. Don't come tell me you are. Come tell God you are. I can't help you anyway. Unhappiness. Unhappiness. He was angry. Sister Cindy, if Robbie was to come in the door this morning and sit right there behind Mommy and the altar call was given, I dare to say before he got about halfway up, he got saved. I dare to say you'd be running down behind him crying. And Sean would be running to meet him right here because we want to see him saved. But don't you know that there's people that it wouldn't move them a bit because their present situation, because they're so unhappy? Did you know that? Are you an unhappy person all the time? Are you? You know what makes somebody unhappy, Brother Jamie? Let me tell you why a Christian person gets unhappy all the time.
Really?
It's going to tell you right here why you're unhappy. How much time do you spend every day in the Word of God?
Amen.
Honestly now. We've got phones. There's no excuse. How much time do you spend in the Word of God? Now you got Pandora on the apps, and you got Facebook on the apps, and you've got this app and that app. But how much do you have of the Bible? Hey, do you got our church? Do you got our church on your app that you can listen to messages and Bible teaching when you're not here? Oh no, you're going to listen to country. You're going to listen to rock. You're not going to listen to the Word of God, but you stay unhappy. You know why that you're unhappy? Because you're not in the Word of God.
Amen.
You're not in the Word of God. Are you passing the test? Boy, I tell you what, getting quiet in here, ain't it? Huh? Getting quiet. I mean, we've got an app here. It's free. Some of you ain't got it on your phone. Who Brother Kevin? I don't know. I just know a crowd this size. Some ain't got it. You say, well, I don't want to hear you, Brother Kevin. There's 200,000 preachers on there. There's all kinds of good preachers. You can listen to somebody. You don't like me, find you somebody else. We can listen to somebody. Listen to something. But I just kind of like to just chill out in the mornings, you know, Brother Kevin, and listen to my Pandora, and listen to my rock music, and I just like, and I just like, and I just like, and you wonder why you're unhappy as hell all the time. You're not in the Word of God. I'm going to tell you something else why you're unhappy for, too. When you're not in the Word of God, Ricky, guess what happens? Why you're not in the worship of God either. We come in here to worship, and you sit there like a bullfrog. Man, I've seen preachers like that. I've seen preachers before sit in the back of a church. You preach your guts out, they'll not budge. They'll not smile. They'll not say amen. And somebody got saved and they still don't move. Because they don't give a rip about nobody else. About themselves. And they're an elder brother in the house of God. They're not in the Word of God. How much time did you spend in the Word of God this week?
That's good, brother.
How much time did you spend in the Word of God this week? I can't read good. They got it here. You can listen to it.
Amen.
How much time did you spend in the Word of God this week? How much time did you spend in the Word of God versus running your mouth about something this week?
Yep.
I'm just trying to help you about why you're unhappy.
That's good preaching, good.
I can't get nothing out of church service. Well, I taught a few Wednesday nights. It'd do good, some of you good to be in some teaching. You know that? It'd help you.
Amen.
It would. It'd help you. You don't know nothing. You think you know something. You don't know nothing. You're ignorant. You need to learn something.
Amen.
Who you talking to? Whoever needs to be in here. Whoever God. Whoever God just right there. Whoever God just right there poked you and you got mad. That's who I'm talking to. Don't get bucked. Don't buck up on God now. He'll burn you. Barley field down, honey. Put your baby down in the hospital. Put you down on the bed somewhere. Won't he? He do that to your brother. He do that to your brother Randy. Laugh at me and argue with me and mock me. He's glad to see old me and Darrell Combs. He's up there in the ICU, wasn't he? I went up there and talked to him. You don't think God will put you down? He'll put you down. Because you're not ignorant no more. You're learning something this morning. Well, you're unhappy because you ain't in the Word of God. You can't get nothing out of the worship of God. Oh, yeah. You say, Brother Kevin, ain't nobody mad at me. Hey, let me tell you something. Let me tell you, if you could bottle up the madness that's going on with some of you all right now, there'd be enough madness to burn down while I burn down Canada. There's some madness going on in you right now. You so unhappy. This preaching right here, if you're saved, God Almighty's wearing you out. If you're not saved, well, you could just really just care less. So you're either saved or need. I mean, I'm preaching to myself, brother. I ain't in the Word of God like I need to be. Huh? I don't pray for other people like I ought to. I'm preaching to me. And don't tell me I pray for all my people every day. You're a liar. You're a hypocrite. Oh, I always do, brother. No, you don't. You're a lying hypocrite. No, you don't. You're a lying hypocrite if you say that. You don't pray like you ought to pray. You don't read the Bible like you ought to read the Bible. You don't listen to preaching like you need to listen to preaching. You're not doing what you need to be doing. So don't come to me and say, I always do, Brother Tabin, because you're a lying hypocrite, and you need to get on the altar and pray. Because nobody in here, including the preacher, don't.
Amen.
And there's times, old Brother Kevin, I don't get concerned like I ought to get concerned about people, too. But some of you don't care. You could care less. Jeff invites people to church all week long. I know he does. They come and tell me he does. Amen. I'm just using him for example. He invites people to church all week long. Did you invite anybody to church this week? Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I mean, do you ever run into anybody's getting problems in their life? I do every day.
Yeah.
Invite them to church. Can you tell them what the Bible says? You can't if you don't know.
No.
But he's unhappy. He's unhappy. He ain't in the Word of God's way. He's unhappy. He can't get in the worship of God. He's unhappy. And you know what else? You know what else? He makes him unhappy. Hey, listen. He's not involved in any kind of work for God whatsoever. I could care less what goes on. I could care less if souls get saved. I could care less if little children learn anything. I could care less about anything else. As long as they're a little old, plates full. As long as they're a little old, house is all right. That's fine with them. I'm telling you right now, that ain't right. And God's going to judge you for that. Jesus said, by all this, shall men know that you're my disciples if you have love one towards another. Do you have that towards your brother and sister in Christ? Do you really love them? Now, I'm not talking about the lovey-lovey mushy. Some of you don't know what love is. That's where you need Sunday school and Bible studies to help you learn what love is. Do you know I don't love my children if I just let them do any old thing they want to do?
That's right.
I don't love them.
Right.
Bible says the blueness of the wound driveth away strife.
Sure.
Did you know that? You don't love your children if you just let them do whatever you want to do.
Right.
But the Bible says you're supposed to chasten them.
Yeah, right.
God in the same principle. If you're born of God, He chastens us.
Yeah.
Now, if you're a Christian and a message like this don't chasten you a little bit, you probably ain't a Christian.
Amen.
If you can go day in and day out, totally unconcerned about anybody else, just a miserable individual, unhappy,
yeah,
and your countenance shows it. You ever see anybody like that? Your face about putrefies.
Oh, yeah, that's
true. Unhappy. Unthankful. Unthankful. We live in a society, Trent, if I said I'm going to give out $100 bills down Pikeville at the gazebo and I give Rob 520s and you 250s, we live in a society where one would complain because one got 520s and one got 250s. Unthankful. Unthankful. And Bible, Jesus said that in the last days, the love of many shall wax cold. Cold. No love. Brother, they did that to Jesus in Luke chapter 4. He went there to preach. Bible says the Spirit of God was on him, so you had to be the Spirit of God was there. Hey, listen, I know what it was. There wasn't no music there. That ain't got a thing to do with it. You're begotten by the Word of God. And if it's God's called man to preach, he'll preach. He'll have a burden. He'll have some boldness on him. And he'll preach, and it'll help you.
Amen.
If he ain't got no burden and no boldness, he needs to take his seat.
Exactly.
Bible says he's angry, Brother Bubby. Angry. You ever met anybody like that? Mad.
Yeah.
Supposed to be saved, mad all the time. We have fellowship then around here, they're mad because the devil eggs is ate. They didn't get no devil eggs. 50 people can get saved, but they're mad over a devil egg. 50 people can get right with God, but they'll get mad because somebody comes in and takes their little supposed seat. Or they'll get mad about this, or they'll get mad about that. And if that's you that I'm preaching to, you need to get right with God, because this might be the last time God gives you an opportunity to get right. Huh? I'm giving you a test. Oh, you all right, Brother Don Bentley? I know you're new. This is your visitor here today. All right, you give me thumbs up. Don's been in church a long time. He can handle it. Unconcerned, brother. Unconcerned. I've sat in church with them unconcerned. Could care less. It bothers me. These kids that don't come here no more, people don't come here no more. I get on my heart and mind. Any of you wake up in the middle of the night praying for anybody in this church? Have you ever woke up in the middle of the night praying for anybody in this church? Not really, I don't really care less. I know God's going to get you for that, snip you for that too.
Yep.
We already snip you.
Yep.
No, I don't care. Well, I know God's about ready to tear you too.
Right.
You think I ain't playing? I'm what the Bible says. I know you ain't going to hear this preaching other places, but this is preaching, brother.
Right.
Unconcerned. Unthankful, Brother Bubby.
Good preaching.
Unhappy. Are you an elder brother, elder sister? He's unconcerned. Unhappy. Unthankful. You know why? You know that last verse right there, brother. The Father. Let's watch the Father come to him. The Father come to him. And said it was meet. He said it was meet that we should make merry.
Yeah.
He said it was meet that we should make merry. He said, for this thy brother was lost, and he's found. He was dead, and he was alive again. I don't never see where the Father told the elder brother anything otherwise. He left him in that condition that he was in. You know what I think the elder brother's problem was, bottom line, what it boiled down to? He had a bitter, unforgiven spirit.
Yeah.
That's right. Jealous.
Yeah.
He had a bitter, unforgiven spirit.
Yeah.
Eat up. I tell you right now, you know what's killed more churches? You know what's killed more people in the house of God? More than adultery? More than drunkenness? More than doping? Is people that sit in the church week after week and for some reason they're bitter and mad at the world.
Amen.
Amen. Bible says in Ephesians, be ye kind, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. I'm telling you, God wants us to be kind and tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, not for your sake, not because you got a chill bump on a song and got dipped in water, but you listen, that God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you.
Amen.
You know what's wrong with a lot of our churches? I'm going to tell you what's wrong with a lot of our churches. They got a lot of people on the books that ain't saved.
That's right,
bro. They just ain't saved. They're trusting in their baptism. They're trusting in their names on a book. They're trusting in, well, I got a chill bump and I felt kind of warm and fuzzy. Bible don't say you're saved by no feeling. Evident fact that you're saved, Ricky Mullins, is the Bible says you'll be a new creature in Christ Jesus. Now, if before you were saved, you was mean as hell, after you're saved, you're mean as hell. If before you were saved, you got a bitter, unforgiving spirit, after you're saved, you got a bitter, unforgiving spirit. If before you were saved, you're a hard person to get along with, after you're saved, you're a hard person to get along with. If before you were saved, you just got a mean, rambling mouth. After you were saved, you got a mean, rambling mouth. You might not be saved. Because God's going to change that. God will change that in you. Or He'll whoop you, whoop you, whoop you, whoop you. He'll whoop you, make you so miserable you'll have to get a change somewhere. Right, Woody? I'm going to close this right here. That's right, Sean. Sean, amen me up here. He's liking this.
Yeah.
Some of them ain't in here. I can tell you it right now. I want to see Robbie saved, Cindy. Sean, I want to see your daddy saved.
Amen.
I want to see your boy saved.
Okay,
Brother James Anderson, I want to see your daughter saved, son. You pray for him. Randall Mullins, you got family? Rosie, I'm going to see Kurt come in and get saved. I do. I want to see Kennybrook come in and get saved. I do. Ricky, I'd like to see Monica get it lined out.
Amen.
Lord, I'd like to see Mikey come in here. Tabitha, I'd like to see Pat come in here.
Amen.
I'm just saying different ones across the congregation I got. I got grandfather, aunts, cousins. Yo, but I see your mother getting here and get saved.
Me too,
bro. We got to get the ones in the house right first. Because did you notice the elder brother, he never went in the house.
Oh, no.
He didn't want to go in there where they was having worship service.
No.
He wanted to go outside, check on the tires, check up, make sure the tires. Got some excuse to stay out of church all the time. Do you want Randall? Got some kind of excuse. See, I said we got foot washing and communion. Some of you are going to think up an excuse. You can stay out because you know it's going to be a spiritual. You know it's going to be a spiritual meeting and that scares you to death. It don't me. I like it. Don't you, Jeff?
Amen.
Some of you scares you plumb to death because you're not spiritual. I look forward to it, Trent, don't you? Had a good time last year, didn't we? I look forward to my daughter sitting down this year and washing her feet.
Amen. Thank you.
My wife, my daughter, forward that. These boys up here, these young boys, Ben, I tell you what, it's a shame. I'll preach, and I'll tell you what, Ben and some of these boys, they'll hit the altar. They ain't back there playing on their cell phone. I preached up in Columbus, had two teenagers sitting on, playing on their cell phone right where right around anime sitting. That's typical though, because they ain't taught nothing. But these boys will hit an altar. These girls will hit an altar. Listen to every word I'm preaching. Some of you won't, because you're so stinking rebellious. And your heart's as hard and black. David had a trusted counselor named Ahithophel. Was with David, Don Bentley, 20-some years. David said he was my trusted guide. I mean, he was right with David. Everywhere David went, Ahithophel was right by his side in the book of Samuel, would he? Buddy, I tell you what, the time come up, buddy, and there was Absalom had made a split off of David, and Absalom was going off to establish his own kingdom. And of all the people, David thought nobody would betray me. But Ahithophel betrayed David. And he wrote in the Psalms, he said, my trusted friend, whom I trusted. Hey, listen, he lifted up his hand against me. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying Ahithophel. I went out and served Absalom. And when it didn't work out for him, the Bible says that he hung himself and died. What was his problem? Ahithophel had a granddaughter named Bathsheba. Now, you don't catch it when you read the Bible. You've got to really study this out.
Yep.
That's good.
He had a granddaughter named Bathsheba. And 20 years earlier, David got with Bathsheba and their baby died, and no doubt that bothered Ahithophel. And Brother Jamie Newsom, he held on to that for 20 years. And he said, when I get a chance, I'll get him. Some of you, you've got a root of bitterness. It's run for years and years and years. And it's a root. It's hid. But every now and then a leaf will pop out. Like you're hateful, you're hard to get along with, you're bitter, you're jealous, you got a smart, snotty little mouth on you.
Yep.
All these things sprout out of a root of bitterness.
Amen, preacher.
That's good.
Am I telling the truth or not?
Sure.
Ronnie, is that truth or not? Preacher, you ever been bitter about something? Yes, I have. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You've been bitter too. That's hypocrite.
Right.
Don't sit there and look at me.
Yeah.
You've got bitter things too. Some of you still hypocrite right now. You still got bitter things. And that's why you're so mean as hell right now.
Amen.
And you had an elder brother and you're an elder sister in the church house. And I can't get, listen, we come in here and preach. We can come in here and sing. But you're the elder brother on the outside or the elder sister. And it's preventing somebody to coming in the house of God. Because you're unconcerned. Unthankful. I mean, it don't matter. You give them $1 million, I want two. Want a house? I want a bigger house. Got a car? I want a bigger car. Unthankful, brother. Unthankful. Unhappy. Now, brother, listen to me. These things in our life, we get unhappy sometimes. These circumstances. Happiness is based on happenstance. But these some people, they just unhappy people. You've been around somebody like that.
Oh, yeah.
You see them coming in Walmart, you want to go kill yourself. Unhappy. Jamie Newsom, unforgiven. Bitter. I give you a test this morning. Now, there's more places than an altar right here to get right with God. Who are you preaching at, Brother Kevin? Don't know. Myself, I guess. Because some of them in here, they don't need no preaching. They don't need no, about once a month for 20 minutes, sit like this, about all some of them need.
Yeah.
Never Wednesday night, never Sunday school, I never listen to nothing on the phone, I never listen to nothing on CD, I never do nothing for God, I just bless God, just come in and do your obligation, and this right here, bless God, it's about all you need. I'm telling you, you an elder brother or an elder sister in the house of God, and somebody is going to hell off your sorry testimony.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand.